Now, here's a question for you. How much thought have you ever given to a mushroom? I went home last night. I was working last night in the cold. And at home last night, my wife had made a lovely dinner, which involved mushrooms. I love them. Apparently, mushrooms are tipped to be the superfood of 2018. I want to speak to Catalina de Ana Portela. Catalina is on the line for us on line 3. Good morning, Catalina.
Good morning.
Mushrooms, you're absolutely floating my boat here. My one of my favourite foods. Tell me why they're good for me.
Well, they are very, very special food because they have more than 500 ingredients in them. So when you take them as a food, they're giving you those quantities of ingredients or nutrients, but in a low spectrum, let's say. And when you take them as a superfood, you're multiplying that. And so with one capsule a day, you're taking the right amount of all what you need to make them become that superfood.
So we've heard of a variety of superfoods. I haven't heard mushrooms referred to very often. Do we need to eat them in a very healthy way, or is it okay to put them in a bit of oil, pop them in the pan, or does that defeat the purpose?
Well, you see, to eat them, you can do them that way. But in order to have them as a superfood, that wouldn't be enough because you would have to eat around 2 kilos per day.
So you have to take these blimmin' tablets. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
It's a bit like the tomatoes. You have to eat them forever to get the benefit of them.
Exactly.
So, you know, am I now going to be going into one of the local food or supplement stores and saying, give me your mushroom caplets?
Well, you see, it sounds weird in this part of the world, but we've been working with these supplements in capsules for 18 years now in Spain. There's more than 30,000 people take them daily across Europe. And in Asia, for example, in China or Japan, they have been taking them for more than 2,000 years. So it's quite new for the Western part of the world. But mushrooms, as for their properties, have been taken for, as I say, for thousands of years now.
So would too many of them not sort of give you a bit of a, for want of a better term, a buzz?
Well, they will give you like a very...
Would you be going around saying, two fingers in the air saying, man? Maybe they don't do that in Spain, you know, but, you know, hey, man, I'm on the mushrooms. No?
That would be a good way of putting it. But, well, you see, what the supplements will give you if you go with a high quantity of those mushrooms is that they will be working on the antioxidant effect. I'm sorry, I got nervous.
No, you're all right, because I tell you what, your English is like perfect. My Spanish doesn't exist, and I was stepping back from referring to you by your full name, which was Catalina Fernandez de Ana Portela. Is that right?
Exactly. It's perfect.
I'm showing off now. I was learning that name all morning. But go ahead, you were saying about the benefits of these mushrooms.
Yes, well, they will help with handling stress, controlling anxiety, control the oxidation that drives the aging process. So really, we are oxidating all the time. When we sleep, when we breathe, when we eat, it's unavoidable. I mean, we are oxidating, every single day of our lives, 24/7. And this is exactly what the reishi mushroom can do for us. Reishi is the most known from all the mushrooms. It's absolutely the more studied mushroom worldwide and the most researched. And we know very well which their capacities are and how much we have to take daily in order to have these health benefits.
Do you work for the mushroom industry, Catalina?
I am a mycologist, and yes, I am the founder of Hifa Zatera, yes.
Yeah, because it comes across that, you know, these mushrooms are so good that the world's got to know about them. If I go to my GP and ask him or her about mushrooms and you know, I actually know a doctor who's hugely into, for example, never eating any wheat and is so athletic and fit and slim. And I think to myself, you know, I would love to be like this, but then I couldn't eat the diet that he eats. I want to double check with him what his opinion is on mushrooms. And then I might think maybe he's a wee bit left field. So if I go to a doctor who's a wee bit chubbier, who, you know, would still drink a pint and eat a bag of chips. If I ask him about mushrooms, his opinion might be different. So is there any real proof that suggests the mushrooms are going to help me look better, feel better, avoid diseases?
If you Google reishi right now, you would come up with more than 14,000 scientific papers from research from different universities and hospitals worldwide. And if you go for the Toby doctor and you ask him what is the antibiotic origin, he would tell you it's penicillium, it's a fungi. And if you ask him what do they give you when you have a problem with the immune system, that you have a super allergy and so, and they have to control your immune system, what would they give you? And they would give you another mushroom, which is a cyclosporine. And if you even think about cancer, which there's, for example, a chemotherapeutical drug, which is called Taxol, we all know about. It comes from, everybody thought that it was from the body of the tree, the bark, but it's not. So the name of the tree, it's Taxus baccata, that's why it's called Taxol. But it seems that it's from a mushroom that grows on the bark. And so it's always, we're going back to the mushrooms as being the ones that are giving us the pharmaceutical background. Now, the difference between a drug and a supplement, it's the concentration and the number of molecules of nutrients that are into that formula.
It's an amazing argument. It really is. I know nothing about mushrooms other than they taste wonderful when they're coming out of my pan. But I must read up on them. It's the first time I've given any consideration to them being a superfood. Catalina, really appreciate you coming on. You're a biologist. You're involved in mycology, which, of course, is the study of fungi, mushrooms and all of that. You're an expert in the field with the best name of the morning. Thanks for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you. Catalina Fernandez de Ana Portela, who totally believes that mushrooms are the way forward. I want to speak to Thomas, who's on this line. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Thomas. Now, I'm surprised that you've phoned me at this point because, you know, you've been on the programme before. You're a man who works out in the open air. You're a scaffolder. You're very fond of your cat. I think it's the first time you spoke on the programme.
You know, Rosie. Did I tell you about Rosie? I bought her a tin of salmon, Frank, for a Christmas present.
Yes.
And I put the sort of, like, you know, the tin of salmon into the wee bowl for her so we didn't even eat it, Frank.
All right. A fussy cat. Hold on. You didn't phone me to tell me that you bought your cat salmon. You phoned me on the back of these mushrooms.
Yes. On the subject of mushrooms, Frank. I remember many years ago, mushrooms have many qualities, Frank. And you know what I'm going to talk about, Frank. You have the ordinary mushrooms, and then you can get the RB mushrooms, Frank, that people pick. And there's like an LSD thing in them, and it cracks you up. Like,
yes, well, to be absolutely avoided, I emphasise here, do not go out into the forest, into the woods, and pick mushrooms and start eating them, boiling them, sniffing them, slicing them. Do not do this.
But that's what I'm trying to say, Frank. I bought a book on toadstools and mushrooms, you know, and when I was working down in Bishop's Court, we were doing a scaffolding job down there, and the field was full of all these lovely mushrooms, Frank, but I think I picked the wrong ones and ended up with a real bad stomach.
Thomas, you are an idiot. I don't often call people who contribute to my programme.
I wouldn't call you an idiot now.
But Thomas, you are an idiot.
Okay, well, it's just always nice to talk to you, Frank.
Thomas, it's lovely to talk to you. But, you know, I can't think of any scaffolder who would be out in a van putting up scaffolding, looking into a field where he sees toadstools, and as a result, he goes and buys a book on them.
Well, Frank, you have to study. Seeing you're picking mushrooms, you have to watch what you're picking because there is poisonous toadstools out there, like there really is, and they can cause you damage, like, you know. So you have to actually know what kind of mushrooms you're picking. No wild mushrooms. Now, I'm not talking about ones in the greenhouses and all. No ones that are farmed.
Yeah, absolutely. But no one should be out picking mushrooms. Buy mushrooms. Unless you are a trained expert. If you're out picking mushrooms in the wild, you're going to kill yourself.
Well, that's why I bought the book, Frank.
So the book.
Differentiate what mushrooms what.
I can imagine you sitting in the woods with your book. Oh, that one there, poisonous. This one's all right. No, which one was all right? That one was all right. No, this one, that one, this one. No wonder you got a bad belly.
There's not many varieties of mushroom, Frank. You know what I mean? So.
Thomas, you're an enlightenment on a cold morning.
Thank you, Frank, and I love you too. And thanks very much for listening to me, Frank.
It is a pleasure. It is beyond a pleasure. It's coming up on 11:15. What's on your mind? This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.